Welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County. This fall, a nice hunting trip, upland birds or turkey, maybe a deer hunt on some of the public lands like the Valentine National Wildlife Refuge or McKelvey National Forest. Check it all out and 50 things to do when you're planning next year's adventure. Go to visitvalentine.org.
And I'm here to tell you, you need to check out Tri-State Livestock News. They are what ranchers read, and there is a reason. They are a reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and so much more. Make sure you check them out today. It's Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com.
Well, did you have any hot dogs this summer?
Of course I did. What is summer without hot dogs?
Well, did the discussion come up about why they have a different number of hot dogs in a pack versus hot dog buns in a pack?
No, but it is an ongoing question.
I have the answer.
You have an answer to it?
Yep.
Because they put 8 buns in a package and 7 hot dogs in?
It's kind of a weird thing, but here's the reason.
Okay.
And I don't know where this came from, but if you've ever wondered, the real reason hot dog buns commonly aren't in the same quantities as the hot dogs has finally been revealed.
Okay.
The National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, who would have known that they had something like
that's
that?
That's right.
Explained why buns are typically sold in packs of 8, despite hot dogs being packaged in various quantities, including 6, 8, 10, 12, on its frequently asked questions page. So, to quote them, when hot dog buns were introduced, hot dogs were sold in varying quantities at the butcher shop. That was according to the council. Not until 1940 were hot dogs packaged the way we currently see them in the grocery store. When manufacturers began packaging hot dogs, they chose the 10 to the pack formula. Today, hot dog buns are sold most often in 8 or 10 to the pound packs, but some are sold in other quantities as well. Sandwich rolls or hot dog buns most often come 8 to the pack because the buns are baked in clusters of 4 in pans designed to hold 8 rolls, while baking pans now come in configurations that allow baking 10 or even 12 at a time, the 8-roll pan remains the most popular. The council noted that a consumer would need to purchase 5 packs of 8 to the pack buns and 4 10 to the pack hot dog buns simultaneously to break even. The buns also vary from quantities of sausage links in a pack, which they're commonly used to hold. So there's a little explanation. And now you've got gluten-free people who don't eat the hot dog bun, and that throws the whole math off.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because then you end up with even more buns unclaimed.
And you obviously have to have the all-beef hot dogs. That's
well,
the way to go.
Of course.
Anyway, right. Hopefully we learned people something today.
I don't know. I think that's still confusing. Yeah. It's like at some point you'd think they'd match up.
Because you'd think so, yeah.
Yeah, because it's been since 1940.
Well, it takes us a while to catch on here.
I guess so. Here are the best insults that let you remain a gentleman. I'll let you folks be the judge of this because I'm not exactly sure that's true. Okay, best insults to let you remain a gentleman. You are proof that God has a sense of humor. Yeah, here's another one. A sharp tongue is no indication of a keen mind. Now, I'm not exactly sure that lets you remain a gentleman. You are as useless as rubber lips on a woodpecker.
That's
which
not
is very funny, but I don't think they let you remain a gentleman.
Not subtle. Not
That's
subtle.
That's what
at all.
I think, too. In the land of the witless, you would be king. Again, pretty questionable. I regard you with an indifference bordering on aversion. Now, see, I think that's pretty bold. I don't
that's
think you
bold.
Can say that's very gentlemanly. You have an inferiority complex, and it is fully justified. So I think maybe the first one passed, but here's the last one. And finally, great old man Churchill, who once said to a female MP after she accused him of being drunk, "My dear, you are ugly. But tomorrow I shall be sober and you will still be ugly." I don't think that lets you remain a gentleman.
Did he really say that?
I know someone said it. You hear about it as a quote, but I don't know. They gave him credit.
Well, here's one from Will Rogers to wrap up the day. "I don't make jokes. I just watch the government and report the facts." Folks, we appreciate you tuning in to the Good Stuff program. Keep listening to this great radio station for more of the Good Stuff.